hope this episode finds you in good spirits. Welcome to Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Once again, on the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays, it's Michael with
Tatiana.
Parker, how you feeling today?
Hey, I'm good.
All right. Well, check this out. If you're feeling good, we want y'all to feel great. Always feel even better. Come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. We're still getting ready to drop Legacy Greater Than Me. We wore a couple of shirts to the Southern Heritage Classic a little while ago, and we got a lot of inquiries and a lot of looks and a lot of
feedback.
Feedback. Yo, listen, y'all don't understand. Feedback can just be a stare.
Hey, I mean, because that is feedback saying whatever it is, I just said, I just did, I am doing, I am wearing. Out your attention.
Exactly.
Hey, it could be good or bad.
Something, though. That's all you need. You need something.
Look.
Or something. If you ain't doing something, it means you're doing nothing.
You ought to stop.
All right, but check this out. So we're going to talk about is, and what I'm going to say, it may end up changing the title.
Right.
We're talking about as business owners, keeping that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, as business owners, me and my wife, we've done events, we've worked events, and we promoted events. And so when you going, rah, 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 zis, boom, bah, my wife is like, I know he is not doing the cheer.
You did not do that, but I think you just did.
But as a business owner, you're trying to attract attention.
You are. You are. You're pubbing. You're promoting. You're highlighting.
Marketing. Yeah. Advertising. Mm-hmm. Saying, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing that in lieu of something that you are trying to get people's attention for.
Right, right, right.
So then you are great ball of fire.
Right,
you
right.
You are energetic. You are.
Oh, that's a good word.
You are going.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
are busting.
No longer an introvert.
Yes, you are a real extrovert. You are getting in from other people. You are trying to get their attention
by any means necessary.
Because what you saying, baby, it is something going on over here.
Right. I have an offering for you.
I got something great.
Right, right, right.
Tremendous.
That you should be a part of.
Monumental.
You should be interested in.
You should tap in.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Come see about us.
Be a part of.
Tune in.
Yeah, yeah.
Find a way over here.
Attend. Listen.
You're going to miss out if you're not here.
Right, right, right. FOMO for real.
And then after that, you a mouse pissing on cotton.
But during,
oh, my bad. I jumped ahead.
You jump. You know, during, you could or could not be matching that lead up to energy, that game energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what they say, if you go from 0 to 100 real quick, and you've been at 100 for a while, and then as the event is going on or nearing, you at 40, 50?
Yeah, or during, you know?
During, yeah.
But, and I mean, some people would probably say that, yeah, the energy shifts. Because the actual event or whatever it is, book signing, book club reading day, I don't know. The energy shifts because
pop-up event, whatever.
Yeah, you have to shift your focus to no longer planning, right? Mm-hmm. Pre is planning, right?
Mm-hmm.
During is execution.
So at the execution phase, you're like, you can only. Maybe they're only focusing on those in attendance.
Could be.
So
let me steal your thunder. But at that point in time, that's when you start to put the onus on the attendees to continue that 0 to 100, right? To match that energy you were giving the event leading up to. Now you want the people attending or being a part of or they'd read the book to be shouting it from the rooftop what's going on.
But where is Flavor Flav? Where the fake man?
I don't know. You better figure it out.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Now you got hype people.
Yeah.
You know?
Now you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So
at the time of the event, where is the light?
You pass the buck.
To whom?
You pass the baton.
But if you are the person that been putting in all this energy and you've been running this race, do you pass the baton or do you finish the race?
I would say finish the race. I personally would finish the race. But that's not always how it's done. Sometimes the individual literally thinks it's a relay and they pass the baton and they put the responsibility on the individuals that are there to continue to hype it up, right?
You ever seen a track race where somebody ran 3/4 of the race and then gave it to somebody else last 4th?
No. You know what? Well, when you put it like that, no.
Oh, okay.
So somebody runs 75, somebody does 25? No. Percent.
Yeah. You've never seen that race.
No, I haven't. You see an equal distribution, or you see a singular individual start and complete.
Okay, so now you get where I'm coming from. Like, so who, you ever seen somebody run 100 meters and then tag somebody at 75? And then guess what happens? They starting from a cold start.
Cold start. You dead know what start. That's a dead start. I saw your thunder.
Oh.
Dead start.
See, that's why I married the child. I'm telling y'all, y'all understand.
That's hard.
She said they started from a dead start, which means they are at zero.
Zero.
So how does somebody who is going from a 0 to 100 and you at 70 pass the baton to somebody that says zero?
At zero.
For your event or your thing or your function. Like, how does that work?
I don't even want to say how does that work. I want to say, why would you do that?
Why would you put the onus on that person organizers, whomever?
I'm not going to get that far in the process and then I'm going to drop the ball. Now, that it doesn't mean, you know, that, oh, you should be tapping in, tagging in every 35, 45 minutes. But it's like planning phase. All you do is bump your gums. Anything after planning, it gets quiet.
So who was included in the planning? Maybe that's the problem.
That one person.
Or entities. So, I mean, at that point.
One person? One group?
How, if you are doing a function that has multiple parts, there's only one part to do the planning and the prepping, then you need other parts to come together to do the execution when they were not involved in the prepping or the planning, which means you are now bringing them in at a dead start.
Yeah, I mean, at some point.
When you need to have it.
Yeah.
100.
You do. So you maybe bring them in sooner. Sometimes I've seen events or book readings happen where, you know, no one additional was ever brought in.
I shot at book readings. I just keep using
book readings because of book clubs, right?
Yeah, my wife reads a lot.
Yeah, because of book clubs. Like, I love me some sci-fi, right? Anyway, sorry, I digress. But sometimes you have to, sometimes you probably should bring a person, a group, a community, a collective. You see, I just went from singular to plural, right? All encompassing. Yeah,
you way better English than I was.
But bring whatever it is that's suitable, bring it in sooner.
Yeah, because what they say.
Versus not bringing them at all. Seen that too?
What they say, teamwork makes the dream work. Mm-hmm. But the issue is, if the praise isn't wanting for the team.
Right.
Only wanting for a individual or individual entity.
Right.
Then they're not going to have that team aspect.
No, that's very true. But also, no, if there's a success, then yeah, it's a success for that singular, right?
Yeah.
If it's a failure, it's a failure for that singular.
And then what happens when the failure comes in?
Crickets. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Crickets, they don't revisit. Singular or plural does not revisit.
The energy is not there.
So now you're at past the event, right? Yeah. So pre-event is 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
during the event, which whoever is spearheading, whatever is spearheading and is being spearheaded, right?
Yes.
That's the execution. So because there's like no crew, no collective for the pre, it's singular for the execution. And then the responsibility falls on whoever is attending the event that's going on, right?
Yes.
The responsibility for making noise, drawing attention is now on these individuals that they didn't sign up for that.
Exactly.
Then post, right? Now we passed the event.
Yep. Now we in post phase.
Now we in post phase. And at that point, now it's crickets.
And as a person, like I tell the people all the time, my wife is more behind the scenes. I am more social media active, more in the new, in the know, watching and looking at trends, ups and downs and all that stuff. And I talk to her all the time about, it's crazy how you see all this upfront energy.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the event's energy. And then after the event,
nothing.
There's
like
nothing.
It never happened. Like it never happened.
And I will talk to my wife. One of the things we've learned from one of our podcast mentors is that you have to have a 72-hour window for like our, even just in general, our podcast episodes. You hype up the podcast episode as it's dropping.
Right.
And then you go a day or two after and you just keep on going. It's like, so we drop on Wednesdays, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to keep posting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Right.
And even just analytics, we see what we see. But for somebody who's doing an event, if after your event, you are one day posting about it, raving about it, having fun about it, and then the next day,
nothing.
The next day,
mm-hmm.
the next day. But how do you plan, plot, strategize, promote for weeks to possibly months in advance?
Yeah.
And then less than 48 hours after the event, you through talking about
done.
It.
Done. So naturally, what you say, planning and promoting and strategizing, right?
All that work.
To nothing, like
less than 48 hours later.
Perception is going to be that it was a failure. Now, you as an individual, yes, I'm talking to you, as an individual with a huge ass ego.
Or business.
I no.
Do that out there.
Because a person has to run the business.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The business can't have an ego. This is the person.
You're right.
So you, as an individual with a huge ass ego, is going to say, I don't care what people think. I don't care if people think it was a flop just because I'm no longer posting. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to be saying that because people are going to be like,
In your mind.
You thinking that. Because people are going to be like, well, they ain't said nothing else. Must not have went good.
Mouse pissing on cotton.
Yeah. You're going to be like, forget y'all. You should have been there. If you really wanted to know what happened, you should have been there. That's what you're going to say. That ain't even the right response. And that is not the way to execute afterwards.
So what have we talked about? Check your ego at the door.
That's why I said you. Yes, you. With the huge ass ego.
Because this is the one thing, like I said, thought I was going to kill them with this one. But damn, they still alive. Also still available at www.watch4thehook.com. Hits and misses, the ratio can be very different.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, you got to understand, you will have way more misses than hits.
Yeah.
Some of y'all get it twisted. I ain't talking about just people, individual. I'm just talking about like companies, people, entities, things of that nature. You will be surprised how much hit is left on the floor of a business. When I say on the floor, Those are ideas that never made it
to the
mainstream.
Yeah.
To anybody to even see. There will be thousands of ideas that are trash, demolished, spit on, flush down the toilet before they get a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling y'all don't understand.
Floor covered. You just stepping over all of your late night thoughts.
At the end of the night, there's a janitorial person. Shout out to all the people that are taking care of that business, keeping it safe and clean, and sweeping the floor clean for the big businesses in the world.
Broom sweep.
Yeah, because you'll be surprised. Some of the greatest ideas were broom swept once upon a time. And what I mean by that is they were maybe presented wrong. And then somebody come back 5, 6, 7 months later and said, oh, I need to tweak that idea. And then it's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It went from a miss to a hit. It's the same thing with promoting or just being a business owner. You could change the idea of a miss just by doing some other things to the fact of when something has happened.
Right. But you know what you have to do after the fact, but before you start again, you mm-hmm. have to check your ego.
You gotta sit there and say, what did I miss or did we miss this time?
So what you're saying is one should be open to feedback.
Even better. One should be open to ask for feedback.
Yeah, because you got to ask. Huh?
You got to ask first. Because listen,
some entities, and I say entities, won't even ask, but will instead post, promote, personal perceptionize. Yes, I just made that phrase up.
You said. Say that again.
Personal perceptionize, right? This their own thought.
Oh, okay.
This their own thought. They will personal perceptionize that sometimes real feedback, because the feedback they're receiving is real, is not what they want to hear, right? So because it's not what you want to hear, it's considered negative. So they're going to personal perceptionize everything that's being said is negative because of envy or what they say, hating.
Just be hating.
They just hate. Nah, sometimes people just giving you real fucking feedback. Like, damn.
Yeah, because this is the thing. If you're trying to appeal to everybody, then you're appealing to nobody.
Not for me.
But you got to understand, where does the feedback need to come from?
Yeah, and where do you really draw the line at what is considered negative? Now, if you out there soliciting feedback from people that you know don't really like you or seem to always kind of copy and paste what you just did, you might not want their feedback.
Yeah. I mean, listen, let's just
maybe
say,
you need to check who you asking feedback
let's say,
from.
First of all, as a business owner, your first feedback could come from your customers.
It should.
And then, also, we've talked about this. By the time this episode is aired, you'd already listen to the business ship personalities.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that you know that are your friends, but are also in business.
Yeah, and can give you feedback.
And can
they?
Bad. But this is the thing. From your people that you know who are in business, do you even ask for their feedback?
That's why I just said it's okay to ask.
Because they might not even be thinking about because your ego has you so fragile,
right.
You don't know how to expect to take that answer.
Yep, that's true. You don't know how to ingest it and then digest it.
These folks just shitting on each other. And that's what they're going to say. But, they just didn't on me. They don't like me. They just hate me.
So pre-event, you're very positive, very
positive.
Promote forward. During the event, which is technically execution, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of quiet, and you've now passed the baton and shifted that responsibility because your justification is, I was so busy trying to make sure everything happened because you were a team captain of one.
Yeah, just even think about it. when it comes to like the whole marketing promotion,
ooh, John, it's a lie.
Have you ever seen in the marketing promoting aspect when an event is happening that the organizer throws the den at that base moment, marketing and promotion back on the people that are at the event?
Mm-hmm.
No. That they have supposedly built up enough interest,
mm-hmm. audience, yeah,
it should carry through.
You would think. Now, do you hope that the people that are attending share? Of course. Can you rely on that? No. Can you depend on that? No. That's just like a budget. If a dollar that comes in isn't consistent, don't build that in your budget.
But then also just think about the time of the event.
Yeah. Timing is big.
You took the words. I'm sorry. I mean, no, that's it. Whenever that event is happening, at that point in time, people who may not even be at that event are not able to tune in to that event because they're busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, right now we're in football season. Let's say keep it a buck, man. Let's keep it 100. Me and Ms. Parker have talked about this for years. If you love a show and you have a show, this TV shit, this easy economic shit, if they move your show that you love to Friday night at 7 p.m., that show is about to get canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because most of the people, and this is just us, we from the South, it's Friday Night Lights. People at the ball game. If your show is at 7 p.m. Central,
mm-hmm.
Friday night, in the fall, see, you finna get fucking canceled.
Yep, that's a
folks not at home. If you having an event, let's go Saturday, be in football season. If you have an event on Saturday between the hours of, let me just keep it above.
Anytime.
Goddamn right. Between September right now to fucking goddamn December.
Anytime
between September, December on a Saturday, going football season, hundreds.
Yes.
We in the South. Football is king.
That's when your audience really has to have their priorities like together. But once again, as an event, as the stakeholder, I like that word, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the stakeholder of the event. That is now on you to kind of fish around, mill around, pull around to see, is this a good time frame?
And that's not saying that nobody should not have an event on Saturday in September, late August.
Now, some people will say that. But we're not going to like shut the door like that. Right.
I'm just saying, keep it in the book. It is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And for small business owners, which we are, we've already been through this. Like, we in year five. Going on year five, rolling into year six. In there. We've seen this. The data proves we watched it. We experienced it. But we ain't trying to tell nobody how to run their shit.
Mm-mm,
listen.
Mm-mm. Not for me to do, honey.
You just got to understand. There are certain things in life that are beyond you.
Yep.
You got to understand it. There are certain things in life beyond you.
Yeah, that's right. But what did I open up with? You out there listening. To even like have this kind of stuff sink in, you'd have to check your ego.
Gotta understand. I mean, real talk, understand.
Yeah.
Like, we have done some great events. We've done some not so great events. We've done some okay events.
Can I do the last one?
Go ahead.
Some flat out flops.
Flapjack. Pancakes.
Absolutely. Flat out flop. Eel flop. I'm still mad about flopping.
But because we tried.
Yeah.
We associated with the whomever the business owner, promoter was. And we said, let's give it a try. Let's see what's happening. I mean, that's all you can do. But the one thing about that energy is even when it was good and it was not good, we still kept that same energy talking about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what we're talking about. If somebody who's promoting and running and starting and setting up events, that pre, coming into, during, and post,
yeah,
you need to keep that 100.
Yeah.
Regardless. And if you're going to spend the same amount of time in the front, you spend that same amount of time in the back.
That's right.
Because that back is what people are really watching.
And you know what? Let me sum this up for you. If you can't keep the same energy before, during, and afterwards, that is like the biggest flag that you need to consider inviting individuals to the table for the before. You cannot do it all.
Ms. Parker just summed it up. Get y'all next time.